我们来看提摩太前书三章十六节。
Please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
提摩太前书第三章十六节。
1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
我们这一次的联会小弟跟大家一起分享的是有关敬虔这一方面的道理。
And for the spiritual convocation, I've been assigned the topic of reverence to share with you all.
在我们所看到的这一节的经文里面。
And in this verse,
我们就可以看到一开始保罗就说这个大哉英文就是说伟大非常伟大的一个神的计划。
And in the start of this verse, it tells us of the great mystery of godliness of God's plan.
那这个计划是跟这个虔诚敬畏神相关的一个隐藏在神里面的一种属灵的奥秘。
And within this plan, there's the great mystery of godliness within this.
所以我们的神说不用怀疑的就是这样子叫无人不以为然你不要怀疑的神命定的就是这样子。
It tells us without controversy, so we are not to doubt this is God's plan and it is as it is.
那我们先了解这个敬虔的奥秘那么神他所定的我们应当要敬虔这样子的一个内涵。
And so you must understand the content of this mystery of godliness.
那么再从这个敬虔的奥秘当中我们抓出来看一看那一个敬虔的人或者怎么样去过敬虔的生活。
And from this we can learn how we are to live a godly life.
到底我们在道理上有关敬虔的指导我们的方向跟内涵是什么。
And so within this godliness, what is the teaching, the content, or the direction we are to strive towards?
那么今天我要跟大家分享到第四个部分。
And today I would like to share with you the fourth part.
在这段经文里面有记载说我们这位道成肉身的耶稣基督要被传于外邦。
And this fourth part talks about our Lord God, Jesus Christ manifested in the flesh. It has been preached among the Gentiles.
我们的神是在什么时候那么就隐藏着基督的道理要传到全世界这样子的一个预言性的讲法。
And so where is this prophecy recorded that Jesus is to be preached among the Gentiles?
我们要从神的选民就是亚伯拉罕的身上来谈起。
So we must start from the chosen people of God, from Abraham.
我们的神他拣选在万民当中他拣选亚伯拉罕来成为他的百姓成为他的子孙。
Among all the many nations, God has chosen Abraham to become his chosen people.
在我们的神拣选的时候，就同时把宣扬基督福音这样子的使命，就赋予在亚伯拉罕的后代子孙的身上。
And while he was chosen, God has also commissioned him this mission to preach Jesus.
我们先来看一下这个创世纪的十二章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 12.
这句话在亚伯拉罕的后代子孙当中我们的神一直不断那么在做重复性的强调。
And God continually emphasized this towards Abraham's descendants.
我们看创世纪十二章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 12.
请看第三节最后这句话。
Please look at the latter part of verse 3.
地上的万族都要因你得福。
And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
我们这本圣经神他在常常做自我介绍的时候。
And our God, when he introduces himself in the Bible.
我们总是会读到神说我是亚伯拉罕再来呢以撒雅各的神。
God often refers himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那这一句话地上万族要因你或者说你的后裔得福这一句话那么就在这一些先祖的身上神一直不断的重复来告诉他们。
And this phrase, in you or in all of your descendants, all the families of the earth shall be blessed, God continually repeated this to Abraham's descendants.
那地上的万族我去看就是全天下了世界万国的种族了。
Families of all the earth means all the people, all the nations of the world.
都会因亚伯拉罕的缘故，那么来得到福气。
All of them because of Abraham will receive this blessing.
那我就在想了
So I began to think.
我到底从亚伯拉罕的身上得到什么福气呢？
What blessings have I received from Abraham?
如果我们带着肉体生活在这个世界。
As a man in the flesh living in this world,
我们要讲说我们的祖先留下什么样的福气给我们。 让我们能够去感受得到。
We may ask what kind of inheritance has our ancestors given to us that we may experience.
那我在想哈，不外乎就是说哈，钱留多一点，对不对？
So
money 留多一点，越多越好。
We may say, please leave a lot of wealth, a lot of money to us.
那我就能够很深刻的、很深刻的去感受到哈，我的祖先跟着留给我很多的福气哦。
And so from this, we may say that we can deeply feel how much our ancestors have left for us.
要不然你就还屋。对不起哈，你就房屋土地留多一点也好啊。
Or perhaps a property or land, leaving this to us is also good.
那当我以后在我的生活上哈，没有很大的忧虑哈，我能够感受到真的我的祖先是在应聘我的。
And so later in my life, I'll feel that there's no worries, and I'll feel that I've truly experienced the blessing from my ancestors.
一直到现在为止。
Until today.
我没有想到说到底我从亚伯拉罕这个先祖的身上我得到了什么样的实质上的好处吧，能帮助我的生活。
What kind of material things has Abraham left me that we can enjoy and experience in this life?
但是我们会发现哈，这一句话哈，一直不断的在亚伯拉罕跟他后代祖孙当中出现。
We see that this phrase is constantly repeated to Abraham and his descendants.
好，我们再看创世纪二十二章。
Let's please turn to Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章，请看十八节。
Genesis 22, please look at verse 18.
好，这个是亚伯拉罕啊，他被神试炼过之后，神知道他是敬畏神的了。好
，This is after Abraham was tested by God, and God knew that he feared God.
那这个时候我们的神重生对亚伯拉罕，那这个时候以撒已经出现了。
And again, God repeats his phrase to him, and at this time, Isaac was already born.
所以现在神的讲话又加上后代祖孙了。
And so now God adds all the nations of the earth.
好，请看十八节。好
，Verse 18.
说地上万国都必因你的后裔得福。
In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
本来是因亚伯拉罕得福。
Originally, it was in Abraham.
但亚伯拉罕传承下来，在应许中神给他的儿子以撒。
But later on, according to the promise of God, this is on Isaac.
所以神告诉亚伯拉罕说，你这个年代过去之后，所有地上的万国还是会因为你的以撒后代祖孙得福的啦。
God said to Abraham that after your generations passed, still through Isaac, through your descendants, the nations of this earth shall be blessed.
好，我们再请看二十六章。
Please turn to chapter 26.
二十六章第四节。
26:4.
这个是我们的神单独对以撒所说的话。
This is the words that our God spoke to Isaac alone.
好，我们再请看最后这一段第四节最后这一段话。
Please look at the latter part of verse 4.
并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福。
And in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
以撒，你的时代还是会过去。
So Isaac's generation still has to pass away.
当你这个时代过去之后，我承诺，我应允，地上所有的族群会因为你的后裔来得到福气。
Even after Isaac is to pass, God promises that in your seed, in Isaac's seed, the descendants after him, the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
那以撒的时代过去的时候，接下来是谁呢？就是雅各啊。
So after Isaac's generation had passed, who came after him? And this was Jacob.
我们来请看二十八章。
Please look at chapter 28.
二十八章，请看十四节。
28:14.
好，最后这一句话。
The latter part of verse 14.
二十八章十四节最后这一句话
14, the latter part.
说地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福
And in you and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
雅各他是以色列人的祖先因为他被名在亚伯河的渡河跟神摔跤之后被神改名叫以色列
And Jacob or Israel is the father of the Israelites after he wrestled with God.
那么他生了十二个儿子，就成为今天以色列的十二个支派。
And he had 12 sons that became the 12 tribes of Israel.
那么神就告诉他说，地上的万族因为你的缘故，还有要因为你所传承下来以色列十二个支派的缘故，都能够得到我赏赐给他们的福气。
And here it tells us that in Isaac and in his seed, all the 12 tribes of Israel, all the families of the earth are to receive God's blessing.
那么这一句话当然它隐藏着很丰富的一个预言性的道理在里面。
And within this phrase, there's a bountiful meanings behind this.
到底我们的神讲这句话，它所隐藏在属灵里面的真意是什么呢？
And what is the hidden meaning, the hidden truth within this?
那么保罗就把这个奥秘解开的，在神圣灵的感动之下他解开了。
And Paul explained this mystery.
我们来看加拉太书第三章。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章，请看第八节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 8.
你看这段经文，保罗他做见证说，我们的神要预先看明，神要叫外邦人因信称义。
And here Paul testified that, and the scripture foreseeing that God justified the Gentiles by faith.
所以他就把这个福音讯息的种子交托给亚伯拉罕。
And so he planted the seed of the gospel to Abraham.
然后只有告诉亚伯拉罕很简单的一句话。
And so he said a very simple phrase to Abraham.
叫万国都必因你得福。
He said, in you all the nations shall be blessed.
那是讲到在一个新约的世代里面，那么我们要因为神的缘故，然后呢，我们这些外邦人可以因信称义哦。
And in the New Testament, because of God, we're able to be justified by faith.
因为旧约时代犹太人，他们不是因信称义的得救。
Because in the Old Testament, the Jewish people were not saved by faith.
他们是身份传承的选民的资格的得救。
It was because of their ancestors, their identity that they were saved.
你要生下来是亚伯拉罕的后代子孙，你才是选民啊。
Only if you are born from the descendants of Abraham can you be a chosen people.
如果你生下来不是在我们这个族系里面的，那这些所谓的亚伯拉罕的后代祖孙为这一些人取的一个名字叫什么？叫外邦人。
For those that are not born in the line of Abraham, the Jews called them Gentiles.
那我们的根据是以弗所书第二章的十一节跟十二节。
And we refer to this from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12.
所以如果你看这两节的经文，什么叫外邦人？其实他不是骂人的话，那么也不是轻视人的话。
And if we look at this passage, Gentiles is not referring to a way of despising them.
这个外邦人是犹太人取的名字。
The Gentiles, this name is coined by the Jews.
那么他的意思就是说，跟神所应许的诸约，跟耶稣基督的救恩没有关系的那些人。
It refers to those that are not related to the covenant of Jesus.
但是我们现在所看到的加拉太书三章第八节。
But now we refer to Galatians chapter 3 verse 8.
我们已经不是出生的身份问题了，得救不是出生的身份问题了。
And so now salvation is no longer on our genealogy, on our family background.
在亚伯拉罕的时代，他们要得救，他们的观念是肉体接受割礼，还要遵行摩西的律法。
In the time of Abraham, the main point of salvation is that they must be in the flesh circumcised and to keep the Mosaic law.
所以有两个条件在里面。
And so there are two requirements there.
一个就是身份。
And the first one,
信仰是传承的。不给外邦人。
First one is the faith according to your family is not shared with other people.
接受割礼要遵守摩西的律法。
And the second is circumcision to keep the Mosaic law.
那到了新约耶稣基督的时代。
And in the New Testament, in the time of Jesus,
保罗所得到的启示叫因信称义。
And the revelation that Paul received was to be justified by faith.
从哈巴谷书第二章的第三节以下，很短的半节经文，义人必因信得生。
And from a very short passage in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3, the latter part, it says the just shall live by faith.
那么他好像把这一个当成是一个论文的博士研究题目一样。
And it seems that he has used this as a research proposal to look at.
然后他就洋洋洒洒写的罗马书这一个博士论文了。从今天的角度去看啊，学术的角度。
If we think of it from a scholar's perspective, we can think of Romans as a dissertation written by Paul.
那这个因信称义这个道理，保罗他写到最后他说，这个是奥秘哦，没有人知道的奥秘。
And so Paul refers to this being justified by faith as a mystery that no one is able to understand.
我们加拉太书第三章这里做一个记号,
and so let's
我们等一下回到这边,
keep a bookmark within Galatians chapter 3.
我们来去看罗马书16章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 16.
罗马书16章的25节。
Romans chapter 16, verse 25.
罗马书的主题叫因信称义。
And the theme of Romans is to be justified by faith.
所以保罗他在阐明啊, 所有世界上的人都能够因为耶稣基督的缘故接受洗礼, 靠耶稣的宝血, 我们就白白被神称为义, 就是一个没有罪的人。
And so Paul emphasized that through Jesus, through baptism, through the washing of his precious blood, we can be sinless.
那么到了16章的25节,
if we turn to chapter 16, verse 25,
你看保罗说, 我现在所讲的这样子的一个道理是怎么样? 是永古隐藏不言的奥秘啊。
Paul says here that the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began.
在古时候我们的神就已经留下了一个伏笔可是没有人知道隐藏的非常长久的时间。
And this is a mystery kept secret since the beginning of the world that no one knew.
所以什么叫做地上万族要因你跟你的后裔得福?
So what does it mean that in you, in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed?
我们从圣经保罗他的解释我们就知道就是因信称义啊大家因为耶稣基督都可以得到救恩啊
And from Paul's explanation, we can see that as long as we believe in Jesus, we can and through Jesus, we can be saved and be justified.
我们再回来加拉太书,
Please turn back to Galatians.
所以因信称义, 在保罗的书代, 保罗说这个叫奥秘。 奥秘没有人可以了解的是神启示我我讲出来了
And so in the time of Paul he refers to this mystery as justified by faith that no one else can understand
那我们现在再来看加拉太书第三章的14节
Please turn to Galatians chapter 3 verse 14
说这便叫亚伯拉罕的福 因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人
Verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
那这样子隐藏在亚伯拉罕身上的这种福气哈, 它是救恩的福气, 属灵里面的生命能够得到耶稣救恩的福气。
And this blessing is that we can receive this through Jesus, the blessing of life we can receive through Jesus.
他所讲的不是生活当中我们能够得到的生活的恩典的好处。
This is not talking about the grace that we can receive in this life.
那更奇妙的,我们再来看16节。
More miraculously, let's look at verse 16.
这里保罗说,像亚伯拉罕神所承诺的这一个应许,
Now to Abraham and his seed where the promise is made.
还有对亚伯拉罕的这些后代祖孙神所说的地上万族必因你的后裔得福这样子的一个应许。
And this promise is his to Abraham's seed.
保罗说神并不是说众子孙哦那么多子孙全部都让人得到福气哦不是。
God does not say unto seeds as of many.
是特定对象的。
But there's a specific audience.
所以保罗说, 哪一个特定对象呢? 只有一个人就是耶稣基督。
And so who is this one audience, this one target is Jesus Christ.
所以如果你回到神对亚伯拉罕所说的这句话,
If you return back to the words that God spoke to Abraham,
你会发现当我们的神在说地上万族会因你的后裔得福,
And when our Lord God said to Abraham that in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed,
这个后裔, 第一个单数,
In the first,
我们想啊, 我的后裔祖孙, 好像我就生了三个女儿啊, 怎么会单数呢? 可是他的这个原文的文化上是单数,
and so,
后裔祖单数, 一个。
In you, it was in the singular, it is one.
好, 那第二个, 一般我们在讲后裔的时候, 我们英文都会用哪一个字?
And so when we speak of descendants, what word do we use in English?
叫offspring是不是?
We use the word offspring.
是哈。 但是你去看神不是用这个字我们翻译过来是哪一个字大写 S-E-E-D
And so God does not use this word but uses the word seed
那我中文能了解的就是种子
And so from in Chinese I understand this to be a seed
它蕴含着一个丰富的生命 时间到它才会萌芽才会成长
And so from understanding this within this seed there is life and when the time comes it will grow
所以你看加拉太书第四章的第四节。
If we look at Galatians chapter 4, verse 4.
说等到时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，就是耶稣基督他降生来到的这个世界。
But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law.
但要等到神救赎计划的时间到达的时候，那么这个计划神才会启动它。
And when the time for God's salvation plan was to start, God will then start this.
所以我们从这样子的一个旧约的时代，神已经把宣扬福音，尤其是宣扬耶稣基督普救世人的福音，已经托付在亚伯拉罕的身上。
So we see from the Old Testament that God has already entrusted this preaching of the gospel, this preaching of Christ to Abraham.
我觉得这个是真的是奥秘的，非常伟大，非常奇妙的奥秘。
And this truly is a great and miraculous mystery.
原来救恩不是犹太人独得的，是所有当耶稣基督之后，所有相信耶稣基督的人都可以得到的。
And this salvation is not only for the Jews, but for all who believe in Jesus Christ.
那外邦人可以得救，在保罗的时代，保罗说这个也是奥秘哦。
And for the Gentiles to come to be saved in Paul's time, this was also a mystery.
我们来看以弗所书的第三章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章我们可以从第三节开始看起。
We can start looking from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3 onwards.
所以保罗说，我的道理是启示来的啦，外邦人可以得救，这个也是神启示我的啦。
And Paul tells us that the revelation is from Jesus Christ, and that the Gentiles are to be saved is also revealed by Jesus.
那神启示我这一个叫福音的奥秘。
And this is the mystery of the gospel.
那么第四节保罗说这个叫基督的奥秘。
And in verse 4, it tells us that this is the mystery of Christ.
那么到了第五节你说这个奥秘以前的世代没有人知道。
And in verse 5, it tells us that in other ages was not made known.
是什么奥秘呢？
And so what is this mystery?
外邦人因着耶稣基督的缘故，全部都能够得到神生命救赎的恩典。
And the mystery is that the Gentiles through Christ are able to receive life and salvation.
这个就是第六节保罗他所解明的基督里面的奥秘。
And this is the explanation that Paul has given in verse 6.
今天因信称义对我们现代的人来讲已经不是奥秘了。
And so for us today to be justified by faith is not a mystery for us.
那外邦人就是身份不是亚伯拉罕血统的后这一些人，因为耶稣基督得到救恩，这个也不是奥秘啦。救恩是属乎普天下万人的。
We now know that the gospel to be saved is not just restricted to the Jews, but is for all nations.
但是我们从我们刚刚所提到的圣经里面的根据。
But if we look at what we refer to in the Bible,
我们就能够了解神他拣选人，然后要让人得到救赎之恩，这样子的一个福音工作是要借着选民去完成的。
We can see that this work of preaching the gospel is through his chosen people.
所以我们想想看我们现在已经被神拣选归入在神的名下，我们称为基督徒。
And so now we have become chosen, we have become under the name of Jesus Christ as Christians.
那大家活在这个地面上，你觉得我们存在的意义是什么呢？
And so for us living on this earth, what is the purpose of us living here?
为什么我现在还能够存留在这个地面上？到底我的生存对我来讲，神看定的价值是在哪里？
And so why is it that we still live on this world? What is the value of our existence in God's eyes?
我们从一个这个受造者跟创造者之间的关系我们来做一个这个比喻的说明。
And so we'll look at the example of from the point of the creator and the created.
那么对地面上我们人所制造就是说创造出来的这些东西我们人是创造者比如说这个钟它是被造者。
And so first we are the creator for material things, for example, this bell.
麦克风，我们是创造者，它是被造者。
So for the microphone, that is the created, and we are the creator.
椅子也是一样。
And likewise with chairs.
那当我们这个创造者，我们去创造的这些物质的东西，我们是赋予它要能够满足我需求，那么这样子的功能性。
And so we create these things in order to satisfy our needs.
为什么这个麦克风现在还存留在这个空间里面？它还存在这里，它的价值是什么？
And so why is his microphone still here? What is the value of his existence?
因为他能够扩音啊。
Because
it's 他满足了我创造他所赋予给他的功能，这个功能他能发挥啊。
Because the point of this is so that the sound can spread, and this is its
所以它存它的存在就是有价值性。
And so its existence has value.
啊，为什么这个椅子还存留在这个空间里面？
Why is this chair still here?
啊，因为我们创造它的时候，我们所给它的功能就是你要满足我做的需要啊，是不是？
And so we created this with the purpose so that it could satisfy our need to be able to sit down.
为什么这个手表还戴在我的手上？
Why is this watch still on my wrist?
为什么我不把它丢到垃圾桶？
Why do I not put this into the bin?
因为我们创造它的时候，我们就希望它的功能性能够带给我生活当中的方便跟帮助啊。
The purpose is so that it can bring to us convenience and help.
那改天手表的功能性丧失了，
and what if it loses its purpose?
好，麦克风的功能性丧失的，哎，怎么讲？坏掉了，没有扩音的效果了。
And what if this microphone breaks and it is not able to fulfill its purpose?
椅子也已经朽坏，不堪使用了。
Or if the chairs have been broken?
那他们还可能存留在这个空间里面吗？他们的存在就变成没有意义了，丢垃圾桶了。
Can this still remain here? No, we will put it into the bin.
好，那我们跟神之间的关系也是这样啊。
And likewise, it's our relationship with us and God.
我们的神他是创造的源头。
Our God is the source of all creation.
那我们呢？我们是受造之物。
We are the created.
我们是在第六天的时候，神用地上的尘土，他造了我们。
We are created from the dust of the earth on the sixth day.
那天上的神，他造了我们之后。
And so our Heavenly Father, what did he do after he created us?
今天又在万民当中，好像当时在万民当中，他拣选亚伯拉罕，成为他名下的人。
Just as God chose Abraham among all the nations to become his chosen people.
那就天上这一位神他的角度来看，你是受造之物，我又拣选你，那么你在我的眼中你存在的价值，我们的神怎么说？
And so for a true God in heaven, from his perspective as the creator towards the created, what is the value that God has in mind?
我们请看以赛亚书四十三章。
Please turn to Isaiah 43.
以赛亚书四十三章，先请看第七节。
Isaiah 43, please first read verse 7.
以赛亚书四十三章第七节。
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7.
就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我做成的，所造作的。
Verse 7, everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him, yes, I have made him.
被神在万民当中拣选，那么归入在神名下的这一些人
，For those that are called from all the nations to be under the name of God，
我们的神说，那这一些人他存在救神眼中的价值性，不是他有多高的社会地位，他能够一个月赚800,000，8,000,000，不是在他的价值性不在这里。
And God says that these people that are called under his name, their value is not whether their status in society or how much they earn.
他的第一个价值性，我们的神说，能荣耀我吗？
And the first is whether they can glorify God.
工作主要是合法，在神的眼中也没有什么贵贱之分啊。
As long as this, as the work that they do is fitting to the law, does not matter to God.
重要的是在你的工作里面，你要能够有荣耀神这样子的一个选民的特质的凸显啊。
And so the most important is, in their work, can they glorify God and have this characteristic of glorifying God?
这个不是我要讲的重点，我的重点在第二个。
And this is not my main point, but my main point is in the second one.
我们再来看一下这个二十一节。
Let's please look at verse 21.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
这百姓是我为自己所造的，好述说我的美德。
This people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise.
我们一个神的选民，我们之所以被神存留在这个世界，神看我们的价值性是什么？
And so the reason why we are still in this world, what is our value?
就是你要能够述说神的美德。
We need to be able to declare God's praise.
那这个神的美德，我去看它的原文的字义了，就是原文的意思。
And so this word praise, I went to look at the original word.
非常广泛的，那么指的神各种这个优秀的这个我们讲品性了， 圣洁、公义、正直、真理、哦、等等很多的这些、啊、非常优越的属性、啊
And so when I looked at the original word, it's very broad to refer to the good characteristics, the good virtues, such as holiness, justice, and truth of God.
但是这个字眼它有一个非常特殊的用法。
But this word is used for a very specific purpose.
它的用法就是说，或者你要去讲述神他拯救性的神迹。
And it can refer to the miracle of God's salvation plan.
那如果我们从这个角度去看，
If you look at it from this angle,
一个神的选民哦、那么他要他的价值就是他要能够去传述神拯救的神迹啦就是传扬福音传述神的救恩啦
God's chosen people, they are to proclaim this miracle of God's salvation plan, which is to proclaim and preach the gospel.
那就是一个选民他存在的价值啦
And so this is the value of a of the chosen people.
而且我们要了解的一件事实、
哦、We must understand a truth.
当我们蒙受神选召的时候，当然我们可以说这个叫恩典。
Once we have received the grace of His calling.
好、哦，那当我们蒙受神选召，进入神洗礼，用宝血除尽我们的罪，进入神百姓，被神称义，这样子的一个属天的百姓的行列，那这个是不是靠行为？这个叫白白得到神的恩典。
And so we have freely received this calling to be baptized by and washed by His precious blood to enter into the community and be justified.
但是在这个时候，我们的神同步哈，没有分前后顺序哈，我们的神同步就把宣扬福音这样子的使命就放在他所拣选的这些选民的身上。
And at the same time, God has entrusted this commission to the chosen people.
所以你看旧约时代，神拣选亚伯拉罕。就把传福音把宣扬耶稣基督这样子的一个讯息摆在这一个后代子孙包括在他的身上
And so we can see from the Old Testament how Abraham was chosen at the same time he was entrusted with this mission to preach the gospel
那新约时代保罗的讲话也是一样
And in the New Testament Paul's explanation is exactly the same
我们来看哥林多后书第五章
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5
请看哥林多后书第五章
2 Corinthians chapter 5
请看十八节
verse 18
哥林多后书五章十八节
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18
他说保罗说一切都是出于神、啊、他借着基督使我们与他和好又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们、哦、这个是同步完成的、哦
Verse 18, these are simultaneous and at the same time.
前半段讲到的是恩典、哦、救恩拣选神给我们的恩典。
The first talks about the grace of being called by God.、哦、
所以我们借着耶稣基督，耶稣基督是中保，他是赎罪祭、挽回祭、哦、打通了神人之间的障碍。
And so Jesus, he is the mediator, he is in between and breaks down this barrier between God and man.、
哦、这个挽回祭它的原文就是说、哦神与人见面要施给人恩典的那一个地方 this, 叫挽回祭我们中文 翻译成挽回祭
And so Jesus is the propitiation for our sins and to redeem us、
哦、这个在、罗马书第三章的二十五节、哦、
Romans chapter 3 verse 25、
哦、神设立耶稣做挽回祭
God sent forth as a propitiation、
哦、那这个挽回祭就是神哦、要施恩典给人
And this propitiation is God, His grace towards His people、
哦、是神要跟人见面的那一个处所、哦、那一个地方
And this is
那这个地方呢就是耶稣基督、啊、
And this area for God and man to meet、哦、is Jesus Christ
所以保罗在哥林多后书五章十八节上半节就是在讲这个
And so this is what Paul refers to in the first part of 2 Corinthians、哦、
借着耶稣基督我们跟神之间的关系恢复了我们现在是父子关系了、
哦、And through Jesus Christ we are reconciled back to our Father
那五章十八节保罗说、哦、我们的神、啊、又将劝人以他和好的职分就是传福音的责任他就放在这些他所拣选的人的身上
And in the latter part he tells us that God has given us this ministry of reconciliation which is to preach the gospel、哦、
所以他是同步完成的
And this is simultaneous at the same time
那我们从这个角度我们来思考、哦、
And so from this angle we can reflect
我们今天蒙受神的拣选我们有得救的 恩典在我们的身上。
For us being called and chosen by God, we have this grace of salvation on us.
虽然我们在这个世界上，我们的生活用大角度来讲，就是生老病死嘛。
And so even though in this world, we become sick and we will pass away.
当我们有疾病的时候，还是看医生啊。基督徒还是会得到癌症啊。
When we are ill, we will seek a doctor, and Christians will also face cancer.
那你想想看，外邦人也不外乎就是生老病死啊。啊，有病也是到医院去报道啊。
And this is the same for Gentiles. When they are ill, they also need to seek a doctor.
那这一条路走到最后哈。不一样的结果哈，我们是借着救恩进入永生的国度。
But we see at the end of this the road of life, there's two different conclusions. We are to enter into heaven.
那没有救恩的这些外邦人，他们是进入到地狱永火的刑罚里面去。
We see that the Gentiles without salvation, they are to enter into everlasting hell.
那这个就是我们生命的保障啊，神给我们的恩典啊。
And this is the grace of God towards us.
但是我们不能够白白领受神的恩典啊。
But we must not freely and just take this salvation for granted.
因为神给我们的恩典，同时神也给我们一个使命。
Because with this blessing, with this grace, he has also given us this mission to preach the gospel.
所以我们来看一看哈，看一看保罗。
Let's have a look at Paul.
保罗他因为这两个奥秘哈，我刚刚提到的这两个奥秘，他怎么样？他被下在，他被这个犹太人抓捕，就送到罗马的这个军营里面要接受审判。
And so, because of these two mysteries that I previously referred to.Paul was captured by the Romans to taken to be judged.
好，我们来看《使徒行传》的二十一章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 21.
好，《使徒行传》二十一章从二十七节到三十节的这一段经文。
Verse 27 to 30, this passage.
好，那这一段经文我们可以看到的是什么？我们可以看到的是保罗他第三次国外布道回到耶路撒冷的时候。
And in this passage, it tells us of Paul's third missionary journey and when he returned to Jerusalem.
你看当时的犹太人看到保罗在圣殿里面，圣经就说他是耸动众人下手拿住保罗啊，要抓保罗了。
We see that the Jews in the temple, when they saw Paul, they were stirred up and wanted to lay hands on him.
那抓保罗的理由是什么呢？
And what is the reason for laying hands on him?
他们说，因为他在各处教训众人，践踏我们百姓和律法。
This is the man who teaches all men everywhere against the people, against the law and this place.
保罗他宣讲的是因信称义。
Paul preached justified by faith.
不是接受割礼，因摩西的律法才可以得救。
He does not preach that through circumcision and keeping of the Mosaic law.
所以当时犹太人没有办法接受保罗这样子的讲法。
And so the Jews were not able to accept what Paul preached.
所以他们觉得说，这就是糟蹋我们的尊严啊，我们宗教里面的尊严啊。
They viewed this as a defilement to their religion.
然后第二个就说他又带着一个外邦人进入圣殿。
And secondly, they viewed that Paul brought a Gentile into this temple.
那二十九节说这个外邦人是以弗所人，叫特罗辉摩。
And this Gentile he refers to is Trophimus of the Ephesian.
他把福音传给外邦人啊。
He preached the gospel to the Gentiles.
那外邦人怎么有资格来得救呢？不是亚伯拉罕的后代子孙啊。
This Gentile is not of Abraham's line. How can he be saved?
所以我说保罗所说的所强调的这两个重点一个因信称义，一个外邦人可以得救。奥秘啊，当时的人真的完全没有办法接受。
And so these two mysteries that Paul preached to be justified by faith and the Gentiles to be saved, the people at the time could not accept.
但是外邦人可以得救哈，在旧约时代，我们的神就用一个经卷去说明了。
But the mystery that Gentiles can be saved, our Lord God has already prophesied this in the Old Testament.
我觉得这个真的很奇妙哈，因为旧约时代哈，救恩是。选民是亚伯拉罕后代祖孙才可以得到的，外邦人怎么有资格呢？
And this is truly miraculous because in the Old Testament, only those who are of Abraham's line could be saved. How is it that Gentiles can be saved?
如果你看旧约经卷当中，有一卷就是外邦人得救的专卷。
And there's a specific passage in the Old Testament that talks about Gentiles are to be saved.
叫约拿书。
And this refers to, this is the book of Jonah.
神叫约拿到尼尼微城亚述帝国的尼尼微城去传警告。
And the Lord told Jonah to go to Nineveh to preach and to warn them.
那约拿、哦、我们最简单的讲法就是基于爱国心、啊、因为那个时候亚述帝国兴兵要攻打犹太人。
And we see that Jonah was very patriotic to his country because the enemy was to attack their country.
那这怎么叫我去传福音给这一些我们的敌人呢？
How can I preach the gospel to our enemy?、哦
所以约拿他跑了，他不愿意了，不可以了，爱国主义作祟嘛。
And so Jonah fled because he loved his country and refused to do this.
所以神叫他往北边的亚述帝国尼尼微城去。
And so God told him to go towards the north.
那约拿呢，相反方向，他跑到他书，就是现在的西班牙去。
And so Jonah, on the other hand, fled to today's Spain.
那后来我们的神用了一条大鱼、哦、那么把约拿吞噬掉了三天三夜他在鱼腹里面。
And so the Lord prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah and he was in there 3 days and 3 nights.、
啊、这个是旧约当中非常我觉得非常不可思议的 一个经卷、啊哦、外邦人可以得救不是不能得救。
And this is a very miraculous scripture that records that Gentiles can be saved.
而且是用一个经卷透过约拿我们的神去陈述出来的。
And through the book of Jonah, it is explained to us.
那这样子的一个神迹在耶稣的时代。
And this miracle in the time of Jesus.
因为在耶稣的时代，耶稣到处医病赶鬼，行了非常多超自然的人没有办法解释的，那么这样子的一个事迹了哈。
And because Jesus was able to go around everywhere to heal and cast out demons, and this is something that no one can do.
所以当时很多人、哦、来见耶稣都是要求耶稣行神迹、哦、
And so many people sought Jesus for him to perform miracles.
好我们来看马太福音十二章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章请看三十八节。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 12 verse 38.
马太福音十二章，请看三十八节。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 12, verse 38.
那么这里是文士跟法利赛人、啊、来见耶稣，跟耶稣这么说。
Here the scribes and the Pharisees went to meet Jesus and said,、哦、
他说能不能显个神迹给我们看
？Teacher, we want to see a sign from you.、
哦、那耶稣说要看神迹啊，只有一个神迹。
And so Jesus said, to see a sign, there's only one.、哦、
哪一个神迹呢？
And what is the sign?
他说除了约拿的神迹以外没有什么神迹给你们看。
And no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah.
所以耶稣做的解释说三日三夜约拿在大鱼肚腹中说人子也要三日三夜在地里头。
Jesus explains that as Jonah was 3 days and 3 years in the belly of the great fish, so will the son of man be.
这里这个地我们不解释做地狱了。
And so we will not refer to this as the heart of the earth as hell.
那是一个形容词。
It is
一个 用我们有形的物质所代表的一个境界。
It's a description using what we can understand.
那这个地它的英文叫做与天相对的极深之处。就这样。
It is the opposite of heaven, which is just a comparison.
所以有人说耶稣有到地狱去吗？圣经没有记载，我不会这样说了。就是耶稣在地里头。
The Bible does not tell us that Jesus went into hell. I will not speak of this because the Bible does not tell us.
救恩啊，耶稣为我们钉十字架，经过三天之后他才复活啊。
The Bible tells us the salvation plan of God is that after he had died, he resurrected in 3 days.
好，我们再来看十六章。
Please turn to chapter 16.
从第一节以下的经文，一到四节。
Verse 1 to 4.
好，那现在来求看神迹的是法利赛人跟撒都该人。
And here is the Pharisees and the Sadducees that came to seek for a sign.
那法利赛人是律法主义者，研读摩西律法非常特臭的一群人。
And the Pharisees are a group of people that were very strict in keeping the Mosaic law.
那撒都该人呢，是今生主义者，因为他们认定没有复活，他们的生命主要的目标就是这个有形的世界。
And so the Sadducees, on the other hand, do not believe in resurrection, and so they focused on this life.
所以如果你看这个使徒行传，当时保罗宣道，碰到阻碍最大的，常常写犹太人，那你再去跟他分析，撒都该人都在里面。
And so we see in the book of Acts, the greatest obstacle for Paul is the Jews, and then specifically the Sadducees.
那一样啊，你看，一样啊， 耶稣也是回复这些人说，那除了约拿的神迹之外，我没有神迹给你们看。
And so likewise, Jesus responded to the Sadducees that apart from the sign of Jonah, no other sign will be given.
所以换句话说，在耶稣基督他的心中，那么十字架救恩这个是最重要的一件神迹了。
So in other words, in terms of Jesus, the greatest miracle is the cross.
让人家能够认识耶稣就是灵魂的救主。
That man may be able to understand that Jesus is the savior of our soul.
然后能够宣扬他，让人能够去进入这个救恩里面，这个是最重要的一件事。
The most important is to preach and declare the salvation through Jesus.
所以我们要来看耶稣来这个世界上到底他做什么工作。
So we must look at what kind of work did Jesus do when he was on this world.
我们来看马可福音第一章。
Please turn to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章
Mark chapter 1
我的重点是38节
My main point is on verse 38
但是我们从它的前后文
If we look at the context before and after
我们可以看到耶稣他在这个加百农这一座城市他行了很多的神迹奇事
We see that in Capernaum he performed many miracles
所以32节就记载
Verse 32 tells usWhen the sun had set,
这个患各种疾病的啦，被鬼附着的啦，还是来找耶稣。对人来讲，生活恩典最好啦，哪有什么比身体健康、钱财多多、能够享受来得好呢？对。
And so, even though the sun had set, all the sick and those who were demon possessed still came to seek Jesus because they viewed this life and wealth is the most important.
那耶稣也满足他们的期待啦，所以你看33、34，耶稣也医治他们啦，灵敏嘛。
And so Jesus satisfied their needs in verse 33 and 34.
那等到耶稣退到旷野的时候，大家还在找耶稣。
And when Jesus departed to the wilderness, they still sought Jesus.
那甚至包括耶稣的门徒也找耶稣。
And including his disciples.
那找到的耶稣呢？
And when they found him,
就对耶稣说：“哎呀，主啊，你不要跑那么快好不好？大家都在找你啊，着急的不得了啊。”
The disciple said to him, Jesus, please do not run away because everyone is looking for you very anxiously.
那这些人找耶稣是为了恩典而来的，不是为了救恩而来的。
These people looked for blessings and not for salvation.
为了身体的利益，为了物质当中的需要，他们来的。
They came for the benefit of this life for material things.
所以38节耶稣他怎么说呢？
And so verse 38, what does Jesus say?
我用比较现代化的口吻耶稣说来脚底抹油赶快走让他们找不到
And so if I use a phrase of this world he basically means that let's go away so that they cannot find us
那么38节耶稣说我们就到别处去吧不要让他们找到了为什么到邻近的乡村我也好在那里传道因为我是为这事出来的
He says let us go into the next town into the next towns that I may preach there also because for this purpose I have come forth
所以耶稣基督来到世上他来世上的目的他的显现的重点是传福音不是为了行神迹奇事
The purpose of his manifestation is not to perform miracles, but to preach the gospel.
我想耶稣如果要称王，这个是一个很好的时间点啊，哈。
And so I would say this is a very important key point in time.
好像约翰福音六章十五节，众人要拥戴耶稣为王啊。
And it's similar to the passage in John chapter 6, verse 15, where they wanted to crown Jesus as king.
因为耶稣用五个饼，两条鱼。给五千人吃饱哇众人一看到这种物质的好处活在世界不是这个最好吗那如果跟随耶稣不必工作天天都有这样子的好日子可以过让他当王有什么关系所以大家要拥挤他当王 推挤他当王
And because before this Jesus performed the miracle of feeding 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish and so they viewed that because to follow Jesus to be blessed what is greater than this? And so they wanted to crown Jesus as king.
但耶稣走了。
And so when Jesus left,
我们再来看马可福音第三章。
Please turn to Mark chapter 3.
二十节。
Verse 20.
看一看耶稣传福音的精神。
Let's look at the mentality Jesus had towards preaching the gospel.
圣经记载说，他传福音，传到怎么样？饭都顾不得吃了。
And verse 20 tells us that he did not even care about his physical needs to be filled.
所以 21节就记载说， 连耶稣的这些亲戚看到了，他们觉得说， 这个人大概精神有问题了。
So when his own people heard about this, they thought that he is out of his mind. Because he has lost the basic needs of fulfilling, he has forgotten about the needs of fulfilling his own
stomach.
He does not fit in with our ways of life.
我们再翻两页，看第六章，马可福音第六章。
Please turn to Mark chapter 6.
从三十节到三十节以下的经文。
Let's look at verse 30 onwards.
耶稣把传福音的使命，那么托付给他的使徒们去做。
He entrusted the commission of preaching the gospel to his disciples.
当这些使徒他们出去为耶稣传扬救恩的时候，
And when these disciples went out to preach the gospel for Jesus,
跟耶稣会合了，就把他们所做的工作，那么跟耶稣做了一下报告。
And they reported back to Jesus what works they had done.
那圣经记载说，耶稣看到他们，跟他们讲一句话，暗暗的到旷野的地方去歇一歇。
And so after he had saw them, he said to them, "Let's rest."
不要告诉人，好像做小偷一样，偷偷摸摸的避开人群，休息一下，不然会垮掉。为什么？ 他们说连吃饭的功夫也没有。
Because Jesus tells them to go to a deserted place because they did not even have time to eat.
那跟我们今天所有的认知都颠倒，我们是做圣工，吃饭时间到的一定要停，对不对？
This is opposite to what we view today.
当然我们这样也没有错了，不过我们从圣经可以看到耶稣他们传福音那种精神，那种积极努力，永远都不懈怠。 那么勇往直前的那一股宣道的精神。
And even though today we say it's not wrong for us to fulfill our physical needs when it comes to once we have finished serving, but we can learn from their mentality of serving that they were greatly diligent and did not give up.
那这种精神呢，也在保罗的身上产生出来了。
And this mentality can be seen in Paul.
我们来看《使徒行传》22章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 22.
使徒行传22章
Acts chapter 22
对不起，20章，使徒行传20章
Chapter 20
我们可以从22节看到24节
We can read verse 22 to 24
这个是保罗他宣道的精神
And this is the mentality of Paul when he was preaching
保罗他说24节说我没有把我的生命看得很重要
He says he does not count his life dear to himself.
那重要的是什么?
What is the most important to him?
保罗说重要的是我能不能够从耶稣基督所给我的这样子的一个执掌的事件当中去完成我对神该尽的责任。
He views that the most important is whether he can fulfill the responsibility that God has given to him through the ministry he has received.
那么来证明神他恩惠的福音，就是他的救恩。
To testify to the gospel of the grace of God, which is the salvation of God.
敬虔的奥秘就是传福音。
The mystery of godliness is to preach the gospel.
隐藏在我们的神的选民亚伯拉罕的身上。
Which is hidden in the chosen people of God, Abraham.
因为耶稣基督就隐藏在亚伯拉罕神所托付给他传福音的预言当中。
And this is hidden in the prophecy that was given to Abraham to preach about Jesus.
那这种情形好像什么呢?
And what is this like?
我们来提一个相提并论的，同样的一个事件的一个隐藏，就是十分之一的奉献。
Let's look at an example to explain this, which is tithing.
我们看希伯来书第七章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 7.
从第四节到第十节的这段经文。
Verse 4 to 10.
那这里是记载亚伯拉罕他看到了一个叫麦基洗德这个王，这一个人的时候， 他把十分之一奉献给麦基洗德。
And this is when Abraham met Melchizedek and he offered a tenth.
那你看第七章一节到三节，这个麦基洗德就是预表的天上的神。
And we can see from verse 1 to 3 that he represents the Most High God.
所以第三节说，无父无母无诸仆无生诸死无命诸终，乃是与神的儿子相似。这是一种预表性的讲法。
Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God. And this is describing him.
那么希伯来书的作者就说了。
And so the author of Hebrews says,
亚伯拉罕他的后代子孙包括他们所奉献的十分之一，是要给立位人当生活所需的。
And Abraham and his descendants gave a tenth for the livelihood of the sons of Levi.
那是因为他们没有社会工作，在神的殿里面服侍神。
Because they did not have a secular work, but served in the temple of God.
所以利未子孙在会幕里面第五节得祭司任职的利未子孙领命照例向百姓取十分之一哦。
So these are the sons of Levi who received the priesthood and have the commandment to receive tithes from the people according to the law.
那利未人要献十分之一吗？
And so the Levites to offer a tithe.
希伯来书这里说当然要献呢。
And of course, the Levites are to offer tithes.
那为什么要献呢？
And why is this?
我们看第九节。
Please look at verse 9.
说受十分之一的利未人也是借着亚伯拉罕纳的十分之一啊。这个时候利未，说以色列十二支派还没有出现啊，是先祖亚伯拉罕献十分之一啊。圣经说那后代祖孙这利未已经在他的生理，在他的生命系统里面了。
Verse 9 tells us even Levi who received tithes paid tithes through Abraham. So before he was born, he's offered tithes before he was born.
所以神叫亚伯拉罕，神拣选亚伯拉罕，然后再把宣道的使命托付给他。为什么？因为基督已经在他的生命系统里面了。
And so when God chose Abraham, he entrusted to him the gospel, and Jesus was already within this line.
所以你看圣经里面这一些对这样子的道理有认识的神的使徒们。
And so for the apostles who understood this,
我们最后要来看这个结论。
Let's look at the conclusion.
这个是敬虔的奥秘。这个奥秘是什么？
Godliness. And what is this mystery?
我们要把耶稣基督传给世上的万人。
We are to preach Jesus Christ to the nations of this world.
那我的结论是说，一个敬虔的人，他要能够去传福音，他才可以说对神有敬虔。
And so my conclusion is that for a person to be called godly, they must preach Jesus Christ.
请看提多书第一章。
Please turn to Titus chapter 1.
提多书第一章，我们请看第一节。
Titus chapter 1, please look at verse 1.
提多书第一章第一节。
Titus chapter 1, verse 1.
我们中文的圣经有一，这个经文里面说与敬虔真理的知识，凭着神选民的信心与敬虔真理的知识。
According to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth which accords with godliness.
那我们很难读出它真正的这个原文的意思了哈。
It's very hard for us to understand the original.
大家可以去看一下原文，我读给大家当参考。
You can refer to the original meaning, but I'll read it out to you.
那么这里就是说为了神选民的信心，不是凭着神选民的信心，是为了让神的选民信心能够成长，为了神选民的信心。
It tells us that it's for the faith of God's elect so it can grow.
那么跟依据对神的敬虔。
And this is related, it accords to godliness.
所以我对真理有清楚的认知，他的原文是这样。
And so that I'm clear on this truth.
我对这一位我所敬拜的神，我对他有一个敬虔的态度跟心意。
And so I have a godly and reverent manner towards this God who I worship.
因为我对这一些真理，我有一个非常清楚的一个什么认识啦，认知啦。
Because I have very clear knowledge of this truth.
那我们跳到第三节。
If we jump to verse 3,
保罗他怎么讲？
What does Paul say?
说到了日期，借着传扬的功夫，把他的道显明的。这传扬的责任是按着神我们救主的命令交托的我。
But has in due time manifested his word through preaching, which was committed to me according to the commandment of God our Savior.
那这句话就是说，基于神对我的信任，所以神把这一件事情交托在我身上。
Is because God has entrusted this mission to me because He trusts me.
就是传福音这一件使命，神就托付在我身上。
It's the commission that God has entrusted to me.
那当然以保罗来讲说，因为我对神有一个敬虔这样子的一种心意存在。
Because Paul has a godly mindset towards God.
那又对这些真理的福音的信息，我又清楚了解知道，所以我觉得神把这样子的使命托付在我身上，那我就要完成。
And because Paul had this clear understanding of the truth, and so God has given him this commission, and so he must fulfill it.
最后我要来读一段经文。
And finally, I will read a passage.
一个真正的敬虔，为什么保罗一直把福音传到外邦？因为除了对内，我们的神说，除了对内你要教导牧羊之外，我现在再把一个更重要的责任交托给我的仆人。
And so apart from pastoring the members within, God has given him an even more important task.
我们先来看这一段经文。
Let's look at this passage.
我们来看使徒行传13章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 13.
保罗第一次国外布道，那么到了加拉太地区，大概今天是土耳其的东部的地方了。
And so the first time that Paul went on his missionary journey, which was to Galatia, was to Galatia, and at this time is Turkey.
那当时保罗他在这个比西底的安提阿，不是叙利亚的安提阿，是比西底的安提阿，在这个城市布道的时候。
And so when he was in Antioch and Pisidia, when he was preaching.
我们从这个44节以下的经文。
Verse 43 onwards.
当时这一座城里面的犹太人怎么样？全部不相受，全部不接受，所以他们就怎么样？他们就嫉妒，然后呢，驳斥保罗，毁谤保罗所说的真理。
And because the people on this boat did not believe, they began to persecute Paul.
所以保罗跟他们讲了一句话。
And so Paul says to him,
他说神的道先讲给你们吐是应当的啦，但是你们拒绝这道，所以你们是自己认为我们不配得永生。在46节
Verse 46, he says to them that it is necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life.
所以保罗说，好，我现在转到外邦人去，我不对犹太人宣道，我转到外邦人去了。
Behold, we turn to the Gentiles. I will no longer speak to the Jews, but to the Gentiles.
那47节保罗就讲了一段神在旧约的预言哦。
And in verse 47, he refers to a prophecy that God has spoken in the Old Testament.
说我已经立你做外邦人的光，叫你施行救恩直到地极。
I've set you as a light to the Gentiles that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth.
好，那么这一段话到底记载在哪里呢？
And where is this recorded?
好，我们来请看以赛亚书49章。
Please turn to Isaiah 46.
以赛亚书49章。
Isaiah 49.
好，我们请看第六节。
Verse 6.
好，你可以从第五节往下看。
You can look from verse 5 onwards.
好，那我重点是要谈第六节。
My main point is on verse 6.
这个是神对他的仆人们所讲的话。
And this is,
就是对他的选民啊。
These are the words God has spoken to his servants, his chosen people.
神说，你们要让怎么样？让雅各众支派复兴啦，让以色列中能够得到保全归向我啦。神说，这个还是小事哦，就是牧羊，让群羊能够认识神，能够坚固。以赛亚书在神的感动里面，你看那个46节的上半段，我们的神说，这个尚为小事啊。
And in verse 6, Isaiah is moved by God to say that this is a small thing to raise up the tribes of Jacob to restore the preserved ones of Israel.
那大事是什么呢？
And what is the bigger thing?
他说，我还要使你做外邦人的光，叫你施行我的救恩直到地极，就是往外拓展神，拓展神国的境界。
I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth, which is to externally preach the gospel.
所以我们可以从保罗，因为他对神的敬虔，
We can see from Paul's godliness, his reverence towards God.
因为他对神真理有一个非常特彻了解的认知。
Because he's very clear on the truth of God.
所以保罗他说，那这个传福音的责任我承担了。
And so he says that
我包揽过来，我承担了。
He will take upon himself this preaching of the gospel.
那这个就是这个就是叫敬虔的奥秘啊！我们要成为一个敬虔的人，不是说啊，我的信仰生活圣洁，照圣经真理来行啊，我这个时候不随我自己的情意而活。好，这个是小事哦。那更大的敬虔是什么？传福音。
And so this is the mystery of godliness. Is not to say that I'll keep my faith, that I am holy and I keep according to the word, but the most important thing is to preach.
那我这一次就把这个圣洁的奥秘跟大家做的这些分享，那么愿主耶稣能够来感动我们，让我们能够在真理上有一个清楚的认知，承担为耶稣基督宣扬福音那么这样子的一个使命。
And so this ends my sharing on the mystery of godliness, and may God move you all that you may have a clear understanding and to take up this commission that God has entrusted to us.
一起来唱赞美诗277首。
Please sing hymn 277.